I'm over here because I want to make Sergio happy. I can play that. I can play Jeremy Bentham.
The next is, I learned a lot during the meeting. Then again, here I learned a lot over here. Alright. Next is, I'm happy with the new core group.
Yes.
Very.
Where's my so young?
Next is about, like, was it too much stimulation or too little stimulation, or was it a very balanced mix? Here's too much. There's stimulation, like too much going on, too many information. Here's it's very balanced.
A little bit too much
for me.
Yeah, especially for those who come for the first time.
Yeah. So it seems like a bit challenging, but still like it's...
With the money maker game and everything.
Yeah.
All the money game. Yeah.
Okay, next is our Spanish team were great hosts.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Very good, Miguel.
And you agree, and if you you are going for it.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks again, Spanish team. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm happy with the overall facilitation, diversity of methods, and the structure of the meeting.
Totally agree. Totally. So, in order that this goes a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great, thanks. And then, last one, I have a good feeling about our movement's future.
Future.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the
I don't know.
Future.
Don't be bright. Not or bad. Challenging.
Yeah. Or challenging. Good feelings.
Yeah.
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 Wishful thinking.
Okay. So looks relatively bright. Cool. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. We're here. So please take a seat.
We're going to have 2 minutes silence just to change.
Did you finish?
No, yes, okay.
I'm going to hand you all a piece of paper.
No,
it's not. Okay. Just so I don't forget.
Invite you to write on it, 2 stars and 1 wish. 2 stars and 1 wish. So, 2 stars and 1 wish. So, that means... Reflect on and write down 2 things that you found really positive about this weekend. 2 things that you really liked about the structure of the weekend or how it's gone. This is an opportunity for us to reflect, think on, improve upon our IMMR gathering. So we're specifically thinking about this weekend and how it's been. 2 things you've liked. And the wish is your wish for next time, something you'd like to see done differently or something new. So we're collecting stars, things you really appreciated about or liked about this weekend, and 1 wish, 1 hope for next time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Close our 2 days together. I can't believe it's already over. We're going to do one final go round, and we have an opportunity to practice two of our ideas. One is succinct. We have approximately 15 seconds to speak each, and one is actively listening. So I invite you to share one or both, if you can say them quickly, of your stars and your wish. And to actively listen to each other before we say goodbye for maybe a year. Who would like to start us off? Thank you, Valerie.
my two talks. First, inspiration from the Exchange International Diversities. Inspiration from Exchanges International Diversities. Second star, exposure about the central banks and banks. And my wish, next time, I hope we will be, or there will be, three persons of friends with first improvement.
Thank you. Okay. My first star was a perfect mix of valuable information, efficient organization, and friendly formality.
What was that after, sorry?
Friendly informality. Sorry, did I not pick up? A perfect mix of valuable information, efficient organization, and friendly informality. One, and my second one was making new personal contacts. And the second wish, bit tongue-in-cheek, not much you can do in future organization. I wish I could have been at least in two or more places at the same time.
Yeah. Well, to me it has been quite stimulating, and I think I'm going home with the impression that IMMR appears to be developing quite well, and also this year's gathering, everything was very well done. And if I had a wish, I would say for my, according to my personal standards, the schedule might be a bit less densely packed.
I'm very happy about the new core group, and I leave it with a very good feeling that things will improve. And my wish is for sometimes a little bit more artful participation, for people more respecting the raising hands and wondering if the question is relevant for everyone when the time is limited. I think we can improve a little bit in that regard sometimes.
Okay. So I'm very thankful that a very nice and good atmosphere has been created really for meeting people. So it was, there were new faces, many new faces for me, and it was, I'm happy for everybody who was here, and thank you very much, in particular for the group who felt responsible for socializing us. And then I found many presentations very helpful, very good prepared, and the climate to talk about quite good. And what I wish is that we take next time a strong initiative to further our issue on the European level.
All right, so I very much appreciated the credibility and academic quality brought by Senior Ordonez and Professor Joseph Kruger. Yeah. And another thing, I really like the energizers that kind of made this a little bit more social and fun event. And I have the same wish as Lino.
Yeah. For me, this weekend was like an education of how to be a more efficient monetary reformist. It was very valuable. Many important things I can use, I think, in the work in Sweden. The only bad thing maybe was the food times for me. Headache. Mm-hmm. And not continue after too late in the evening, of course. But it's very small things compared to how good of a thing was.
Thank you. So, well, for me, it was also very nice. I have a great time here. And most of all, I appreciate the action-oriented thoughts that we share, and also that the respect for different interests at different times, and the possibility to work and share ideas in small groups. My wish is a difficult one also, but it would be to have resources dedicated to support economically and financially people that belong to our movement and don't have enough resources to come in order to bring more diversity to in terms of economic situation to our media.
My styles are to do with content really. First of all, the opportunity of comparing sovereign money with MMT, which I found very useful, and also the election process, which I think is absolutely brilliant. My wish would be that at some stage there's a discussion of the strategies and the governance for prioritising first use of money that's created, whether it's money or credit or QE, whatever it is. Who decides, who should decide, how is it democratically controlled, and so on. Because I think that without that, any form of money creation will carry on feeding planetary crises.
Okay, my stats goes for the IMMR sessions organization. I think it was for me, it was just the right intensity, just the point, a little more. Could have been overwhelming, but we have well profit our time. And the second study is for the ideas and experiences exposed here, which I have learned a lot. So finally, the wish is not really for the next meeting, because I think it should be just like this one. But for the time in between, I would like that we keep the ball rolling more intensely between us and the debates, the ideas moving from country to country in between meetings.
I liked hearing about the experiences in other countries. And I like all of the options that are available in the open space sessions, but I wish I could have gone to more. My wish for next meeting was that it's potentially less Eurocentric and we explicitly tackle real world issues which attract people to competing schools of thought like MMT, i.e. talking about austerity and making things less abstract.
Very good. being here in taking in the happenings in other countries, insights from being around other people from those countries. These all have given me ideas and energy to share back in my country, and I'm energized and I'm ready to go. I really appreciated the Governor Arania's presentation, Joseph's presentation, and everyone's presentation, but the Governor coming as an outsider to this, and I mean, I go to the Federal Reserve and I don't see anyone above some low-ranking person, so I very good people, but that was tremendous. And the only thought I had for next year was, you know, last year I never got into HUMBA as much as I should have, and the internet communication, but I'm hoping between this year and next year there could be more of that. And the only other thought was more of the same. Where did you go?
My first star was, I thought it was very well facilitated. The energizers were helpful. I thought the open space was useful and effective. And it's really intriguing, the consent decision making. That was new to me. I enjoyed having the second star, was just enjoyed having time to get to know participants. And I had a little minor stars, great stacks, the space worked well, and I appreciated the practical sessions on movement building. My only wish was that we'd started earlier on Friday and taken those hours off the late evenings and had dinner earlier. Otherwise, it was wonderful.
I think that the facilitation, organizing, management, coordination was what made this so successful. It really was awesome. I know it's not easy, and you guys made it look really easy, and it would not be so successful without you all. Thank you. And the second star was, I just think that this tone and the spirit and the attitude and inclusivity and the friendliness has just been so amazing. I can't thank you enough. We feel very isolated and alone way down there in the southern tip of Europe, also known as South Africa. But, you know, it really, everyone has just been, we really do feel part of something bigger. And my wish is that, again, I think that there would be more plenaries with Joseph, the governor, and Joseph. So that some of these core issues are dealt with in plenaries, and so that we aren't split so much into these little groups, because we can't, you know, we obviously all want to do too many, but more plenaries with Joseph. Thank you.
I will summarize in 2 points. First, I have to learn a lot. As well, again, I always knew that Javier Fernandez was only here. Person that has lived the banking system from some inside is asking our questions from, as we please, with Joseph Hubert and then also for me and open sessions. I like the structure, I like to have open sessions as well, so I can choose wherever I want to be. The second thing is a boost for me, because it's the first time I know you, so I have heard about Jesus Manuel this session, but this meetings, but one thing is listen, but there are other people worried about this thing, about the war. Another thing is meeting you here and discuss and see the energy. So for me, it's been a very good boost to my energy as well. The rest is congratulations to the former board for organizing this and the best energy for the next war. My wish is attending again.
And a thank you to you for organizing the dinner last
night. Well, we're one of the we should thank Jesus Manuel, because he's not here, but he has been the real actor in organizing.
Well, we're going to thank you, Dr.
Miguel.
He's washing up.
He's washing up.
We all have to high five him on the way out.
I will take him.
I would say my stars were again listening or hearing about the successes that have happened in them since the last meeting with some of the groups. Is always very inspiring and kind of gives you a boost when you hear about successes in different countries. And also MAFO for me was a big star, and just the general feeling of, you know, of having a supportive environment and very inspirational. And my wish would be also, as Simon and Nisha have said, to maybe have more sessions together as a plenary session, maybe have a theme to the meeting or have a specific thing that we focus on how to connect with things that are widely popular in society, because I think fringe-ish ideas like MMT or something else might scoop up a lot of the support just because they connect to the general public, because ultimately that's who we want to support us to push politicians in the direction, because otherwise we can just talk to each other, you know, for a long time and not really lose out on the wave of support that we might be able to otherwise have. I think we should be more strategic about that, choose one or two or three major topics to really connect with, and then put the campaign out and maybe connect organizations that deal with it or something like that.
Maybe we could just take a quick break and Miguel came back and we'll be gone with knowledge. You and your
partner.
Organizing the dinner and other things.
We're still have paella anyway. This time, you know, after we tried, I really wanted to bring this, you know, I remember meeting here in Spain, especially to my Spanish colleagues, to see how we are doing things, you know, in the international level. And in this sense, very happy to having been able to bring the my colleague like Don Alvaro, Mario, and Alex, yeah, and Manfred to this movement, and also to Susana and Susana who was here yesterday, and unfortunately President Jesus Manuel couldn't be with us because of his family no problem, but he would have also Irene, sorry. But anyway, they will be happy to be together. Anyway, for me, as always, this is annual moment to confirm what we've done so far and to see what we should do, what to do in the next 12 months. And right now, I'm also happy to see some old friends, but also I'm happy to see some new friends, and I got some inspiration. And in the coming weeks, I'll be sharing, doing my tasks. Yeah. And I don't know if it will be me or somebody else from Dinero Positivo, but I'm looking forward. Dinero Positivo, we are looking forward to be part of this movement.
Thank you.
As the first timer, I felt a great deal of enthusiasm. So it's a very encouraging thing also for the future. And it was very interesting to meet valuable people and establish new connections, and I hope we'll be able to continue to keep in touch. And I hope, but close to certainty, that next time there will be 50 members and lots of money.
Sure.
I found the gathering very inspirational, at sessions of high professional level in Chicago. My wish is that I wish I had been able to attend more sessions.
I was very pleasantly surprised by the mixture of theoretical and practical in the sessions. I expected to learn a lot theoretically, and I did, but I also learned a lot practically about strategy and so on. So this was very helpful. Also, I like a lot of people. I really appreciated the management of the group, all of the different sessions. I thought it was really extraordinary. Well done. Thank you so much. It's brilliant. Anybody who helped with that. My wish? I'd love to see more recognition of the potential for positive money, sovereign money, to ease the extremely scary to me environmental crises we're facing in the environment. I think for me, the environment, we have, sure, there's a threat of bank collapse, there's a threat of the Eurozone collapsing, there's a threat of Brexit, all this. The environment is giant compared to that. It dwarfs it all for me. I'm sorry, but I'm scared, I'm terrified about the environment. So, but I also think that positive money, it presents a real potential to have a growth-free economy, and this is so important, and actually it also works against MMT as well, because they're into green growth. It all goes together, I hope I'm being coherent here. But anyway, I just think there's a huge subject here, and I think it needs much more teasing out and exploring. So, and a tiny bonus wish, I would have loved to have the entertainment cultural session. I'm sorry it didn't happen. Thank you.
Well, I thought this was a very good, interesting program. Just things that I think also it's the right size. It's not too small and it's not too big. If it's 50 persons, for me, it would be too big. My wish, if affordable, next time a venue is a big balcony, a lot of fresh air, and a nice view of the whole of Copenhagen.
Yeah. Well, my first story is that this was a very well structured and organized meeting, always adapted, flexible, perfect. I like it very much. Second story is the new core group, my dream team. I think it will make IMMR expand and strengthen us all so we can get this sovereign money solution implemented. And my wish, well, I couldn't wish for more.
I really loved being in the workshops with an opportunity
to not only listen and learn, but also to speak and clarify my thoughts. I had intense moments of really clarifying my thoughts and learning from being here. And an opportunity to meet and share my thoughts and feelings with many wonderful people. It's been, for me, a wonderful experience. And next time, that it would be longer.
My first thought is the structure of this weekend. I'm really proud of the team who designed it and produced it. I felt like it was varied and we listened to the needs within the room and we adjusted and there was a real variety of things going on. So I'm really proud of us for striking a good balance. Second one is the positivity and energy and the empathy of the group. I really valued that. A couple of people have come to me individually and said some really lovely things or kind of said, hey, you look tired. Or and I think that makes all the difference in a big group space like this when you have that one-on-one contact. And I think that's been happening a lot for people as well. So those are my two stars. My third one, which slightly contradicts, so my wish slightly contradicts my second star, but I'd love to see us challenge each other more. They say that real growth happens when you're feeling uncomfortable and you're outside your comfort zone. And so I would love to see some healthy conflict and us challenging each other more, whether that be on like theoretical discussions or our approaches, but also like Lena said, are we, hey, look, you've spoken loads. I'm just going to put it out there. Can you step back now? That kind of thing. Look, you're really stressed right now. You shouldn't be facilitating the session. that kind of thing. I think we could do more of that, and it helps us grow muscles as individuals to then go and do that in our countries as well, and really support people to become more self-aware leaders.
Well, my stars are to get much more understanding of the MMT. I think it's a very important topic, especially combined with something which really is going on with the MMT in the United States. The Green Party, the environmental aspect, very important. This mixture and the theoretical approach or understanding and all outside the real world, what's going on with the MMT. I think in the future that will be a great topic in the south of the, Europe and everywhere, I don't know, but I'm sure in Spain for sure. And then I'm very grateful to come in contact with lots of people who share basically the same thoughts about the monetary system. It's really a relief because one is quite alone in the big world with these thoughts about the, how to reform it and my wish is that we can get more opportunity and the basis is more funding, more money, that maybe it will, someone could finance a bit more all these groups in the world so that we can get more opportunity to. I absorb a lot of powerful positive energy and so inside the group now, today and yesterday. And so maybe it can help to go outside and to give conferences to get the opportunity. Because it's fantastic our work together, but we have to go outside and to give the message, but the reality how the monetary system works. It's quite difficult to get the opportunity, and that's my big wish that we can, everyone in every country in South Africa and I don't know in Croatia and wherever that we get the opportunity. Because normally the doors are quite closed. Nobody really is interested in, and that's my big wish, that we can expand the reality in the big world outside.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Well done. And three important things to finish. One, there are some resources here, particularly the printout sheets. They're there for people to take, and some of them are printouts of sessions we've had. One is a letter from a man called Jeff, who is a big person in the Universal Basic Income movement. He wanted to come, he couldn't in the end. He's written us all a letter. So it's just one page, so I invite you to pick up that letter, take some post home with you. And the other resources as well. The second thing is, who has uploaded their presentations or resources they've shared to HumHub? So at least I know a few more people have as well. Okay, four of us have. Who has presentations to upload?
Yes, you should upload.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is going to upload them by Wednesday this week?
I'm on holiday.
And I'm going to send you all a friendly email on Wednesday to thank you for doing that. Because that's a nice kind of promise to leave each other with, that we're going to share our great resources so that we can go on and do great things. And the third thing is, we've had this great space. Let's lead it in a tidy way. I'm going to take charge of taking the bits of paper down off the wall. If someone could help me, that would be great. But before you get up and leave the room, please just look around you, and if you see anything on the floor, or a cup or a mug, please take that to the kitchen on your way out.
I just want to say, I have a handout for anyone who's interested in a US-based parity economy description that's been around for 80 years and was taken out of the Need Act by someone in Congress.
Okay. Yeah. And while not seeing for them from the finance officer, yeah, please check that you have contributed what you want, or tell me what you need. Thank you.
Take this weekend, so please make sure you've spoken to Lars about your contribution.
Thank you. Do you see how fair? Do you see how fair? plates and glass.
Oh, wait, we get one more.
Something, yeah.